Shagalaka, what's up? Hey, today we're gonna talk about a guy who traveled around 135 days to get as close as he could to God, and a guy who went and met him that radically impacted his life, so he didn't have to travel 135 days to do it again. Now,
my name is RK Castillo. I'm part of a group of followers of Jesus who have said yes to the Great Commission and the Greatness Commission. Barton Research Group found that 51% of Christians have no idea what the Great Commission is. We will change that. We believe in finishing the Great Commission by reaching every person with the good news of the Kingdom of God and discipling all the nations. We do this by living the Greatness Commission every day. We serve, we love God, and we love people. We believe that every follower of Jesus is called to demonstrate the greatness of God through signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. The works of the ministry are no longer just for the pastor or the professional preacher. Every follower of Jesus is called to do the works of the ministry. We can no longer just sit on the pew or in the chair in the church. My job is to empower and equip you to do great things with and for God. I am a commissionary, and these are some strategies for you to be one too.
The story comes from Acts chapter 8, and there was a guy who was an Ethiopian eunuch. Now, I've read this, I don't know how many times before, and I just glanced over the fact that this dude came to Jerusalem from Ethiopia. I never thought to go, I wonder how far away that is. So I'm a nerd, so I went and I looked it up on the internet. Now, here's a map that just has a straight line from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. Now, just a straight line from Ethiopia to Jerusalem is 1,607 miles. Now, I thought, just using Google Maps, I wonder how long it would take for you to drive to Jerusalem from Ethiopia. So here on the left is if you were to drive to Jerusalem from Ethiopia using today's roadway systems, right? And it's only a 2,567 and a half miles to drive there. And then I was like, oh, it has a little walk guide, so it'll tell you how long it will take to walk there, right? Now, if you were to walk there, it'd only be 2,540 miles to walk there. Now, you know that they didn't have roadway systems like this back in the day where you can just, you know, head on over to Jerusalem driving down the highway, right? But this Ethiopian eunuch, you know, he had a chariot, and I just figured, well, you know, right around, you know, 20-ish miles a day, 30 kilometers a day, I wonder how long it would take for him to get from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. Now, on a straight line, it'd take 86 days to get there, but we know you can't travel in a straight line, right? So following the roadway system, it would take around 135 days for him to get there to Jerusalem to go and worship. So that means a round trip of around 270 days for this guy to go and worship. Now, here's the crazy thing. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says that anyone who's been emasculated by crushing or cutting, they can't enter the temple. So this guy traveled 135 days to get to Jerusalem, and he couldn't even go in the temple to worship. So I think this guy had a heart of a worshiper, where he's just saying, man, I'm going to get as close as I can get to obeying what God said to worship him. I'm going to get as close as I can possibly get, even if it takes me 270 days out of this year, because I want to go and worship God, right? Now let's flip on over to Philip. In Acts 8:1, it says there was a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem. So Acts chapter 7, Philip's friend was just murdered. He was martyred, you know, because he was proclaiming Jesus. And so this religious persecution breaks out, and it says everyone except for the apostles scattered. So Philip, he was actually a leader. He was one of the seven that was chosen in Acts chapter 6, right? He was a leader in the church, but he fled because of religious persecution. And he went down to a city in Samaria, and I wanted to know how long that journey take. Togido. So from Jerusalem to Samaria, it was around like 65 miles. So it was about 3.5 days away to go from Jerusalem to Samaria, where he starts to preach, right? Then in Acts 8:26, an angel of the Lord comes to Philip and says, I want you to go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. Now, look at this map, right? Philip hears from an angel, go south to the road, and he doesn't tell him what he's going to do. He doesn't tell him anything. He just says, I want you to go south. So he's got to go back to the place where his friend was just murdered, where he had to flee religious persecution. He's got to go to Jerusalem, and then he's got to hang out and go down that road to Gaza. It's a 2 days walk from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he's got to go, you know, potentially 4 days, 5 days walk. I mean, I don't know why when I read this, I just assumed, you know, that it was just go 5-10 minutes away to this other road. No, he had to go walk for days to a place where he just had to flee because of religious persecution. He's got to go there, and all he has is this word that just says, go to road. He doesn't know why. He just knows, I'm going to try to obey God because that's the right thing to do. So he's starting out, and on his way, he meets this Ethiopian eunuch, right? Now, the Spirit tells Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Now, as he goes near this chariot, he hears the Ethiopian, they're reading the book of Isaiah, or the scroll of Isaiah. Now, most people in those days didn't actually have scrolls, right? Usually there was like one scroll in the synagogue. This guy had a scroll of Isaiah, and he's actually reading it as he's on his way, starting his 135-day journey back to Ethiopia, right? And I think, this is my personal opinion, doesn't say there in this anywhere in the Bible, but it's my personal opinion. He was reading the book of Isaiah, because in Isaiah 56, look at this, in verse 4, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose what pleases me and hold fast to my covenant, to them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters, right? I will give them an everlasting name that will endure forever. So Isaiah 56 has a promise that a eunuch like himself, who does what pleases God, who tries to hold fast to the covenant, who worships, right? It's the greatest command, right? Worship the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. So this Ethiopian eunuch is trying his best to hold fast to the covenant, to worship God, even though he travels 135 days and he can't even go in the temple to worship. He says, I'm going to do my best, right? So he's coming down the road and they're reading Isaiah, and they're at Isaiah 53, right? So Philip, he hears God, go up to that chariot. He runs to the chariot, which again shows the heart of Philip, man. He first obeys God to go walk days and days without knowing what to do. And when God tells him what to do, he runs to the chariot. He hears him reading Isaiah, right? And what are they reading? They're reading Isaiah 53, where it talks about he was led like a sheep to the slaughter, a lamb before its shearer is silent. He did not open his mouth, and he was deprived of justice, right? Man, they were almost at that part that talks about him being able to one day get in the temple to worship. But before they get to Isaiah 56, they get to Isaiah 53. And you realize that there was a lamb that was slaughtered. And Philip says, do you understand what you're reading? And the guy's like, no, I don't have anyone to explain it to me. So Philip starts from there, and he begins to explain from that passage of scripture the good news about Jesus. And they go to pass by some water, and the eunuch says, look, here's some water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized? He gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Man, this just, I mean, I don't know, this is just, this blows me away. So I want to know, man, where are the worshipers who are willing to give everything, even if it means traveling for 270 days to get as close to God as they can get, man? And they said, we're gonna worship God with everything. And then we're the radically obedient ones that are like Philip, that God can tell him, hey, I need you to go to this place, and doesn't tell you why, doesn't tell you what you're gonna do. You're just gonna say, you know what, I'm gonna obey. Because God will bring together the worshipers and the radically obedient ones, and supernatural things will happen, where this radically obedient Philip and the worshiper, the Ethiopian eunuch, they come together, heaven and earth come together, and boom, the desire of this guy's heart to worship God, he gets to worship him, encounter him, be filled with his Holy Spirit, and then gets to go to Ethiopia to tell the Ethiopians, look, we can worship God in spirit and in truth right here, right now. That's how good God is. Isn't that some good news? Let me know what you think in the comments down below. If you'd like step-by-step tools and trainings to help you finish the Great Commission, head over to purposeconcepts.com, where you'll find tons of free resources.